a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
When we last left off, we knew there'd been a parking lot road rage situation that started in a Walmart parking lot in Centerville. We had a guy in an F-150, according to police, and another guy in a Mitsubishi Lancer, according to police, that wound up somehow next door in the Target parking lot. We're learning a lot more, and Dave, this is a lot worse than we originally thought it was.
Well, we're hoping for the best, but we heard from, we got an email from his mom, and this is what it says.
Mitsubishi Lancer,
the
driver's
Mitsubishi
mom.
Lancer. Okay, I guess that's how he responded.
He's 20 years old.
Lancer's mom. Said he's been in the ICU. He can't walk. He can't move. His pelvis was broken. Ribs are broken. Road rash all over. His teeth are broken. They're going in to reconstruct his pelvis with plates and screws. He's in the ICU. So this is not I bumped him and moved him out of the way. This is terrible.
We're going to have a live interview with police in about 30 seconds. They're live on the line right now to fill us in on the details of what went down. From what I understand from the press release that I'm looking at, the driver of the Lancer or the F-150 driver accused the driver of the Lancer of following him into the parking lot. But when I read the press release, it looks as though police have gathered enough evidence to show, that's not what happened whatsoever. And in fact, the F-150 driver, according to police, accused the Lancer driver of brandishing a gun and pointing it in the truck. And then that's why he had to accelerate.
Yes.
And run over him. But according to police, surveillance video tells a much different story. So let's bring in Lieutenant Alan Ackerson from the Centerville Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning, Dave and Debbie.
Do you know yet, first of all, what ignited this situation? We understood it started in the Walmart parking lot. Did something happen there that triggered this?
Yeah, it actually started in the exit of the Walmart parking lot. The F-150 was exiting while the Lancer was on the roadway outside of it, and there was a near collision that occurred out on the roadway.
And then it escalated from there? What happened?
Correct, yeah. The vehicles came pretty close to each other. The driver of the F-150 thought maybe the Lancer had actually hit his truck. And so the F-150 followed the Lancer, tailgated him over to the parking lot of Target. They stopped in the parking lot of Target. And unfortunately, we have video surveillance of them pulling in with the truck following the Lancer, but then they parked just in a void area of the video surveillance.
Now, surveillance video, and I've seen a ton of it. It varies wildly. Sometimes the pictures are fantastic. Sometimes it's very difficult to see. How good is this surveillance video, and what were you able to determine?
Yeah, this surveillance was really good. In fact, enough that we were able to get a license plate off the truck, which is how we found him.
So the
second camera picked up and started just within feet of the front of the vehicles. and the video surveillance picks up with the driver of the Lancer getting run over by the truck.
Wow. Lieutenant, your press release that you've issued indicates that the driver of the F-150 not only left the scene, but reading between the lines, lied to police by telling police that the Lancer driver followed him into the parking lot, got out, and then pointed a gun at him and his kids who were in the truck. But what does the video camera show? Is there a gun?
Yeah, so the camera, right, there's no surveillance of a gun. And if he had a gun, it definitely would have been shown up on the surveillance, and it definitely would have been found on scene. There were probably about seven witnesses of the incident. No one reported seeing a gun, and we obviously didn't find one on the victim or on the ground. And we later conducted a search warrant on the victim's car looking for a gun and did not find anything.
What was the condition of the kid that got hit?
Well, he was in really bad shape. In fact, the patrol sergeant on scene described him as a meat crayon, where he'd been rolled underneath the vehicle and had full body abrasions.
Any indication at all as to how this spun up so quickly? Is this just road rage that went to the whole, the next level and became almost deadly?
Right. I mean, that's still kind of the mystery, and this is why it went so bad so fast. I think we just had two drivers who maybe were having a bad day. We had a near miss. We confirmed that the vehicles didn't ever touch each other, but we had a near miss, and the driver, the Lancer, may have given a hand gesture to the driver of the F-150, so the F-150 tailgated the Lancer. And it just continued to escalate, and neither driver de-escalated or slowed down and decided it wasn't a good idea to proceed.
So was there a confrontation at least? It sounds like the Lancer driver got out. Did he confront the F-150 driver? Was he in front of the F-150? Was he at the driver's side window? Can you paint that picture a little bit for us? And when the truck hit him, was it like ramming head on?
All right. So this occurred in the void in the surveillance. So everything we have for about that 10, 15 seconds or so in between the two surveillance angles is based on witness statements and, both from the victim and the suspect. And so, yeah, the driver of the Lancer got out. There's some dispute on what was said and whether or not the driver of the Lancer tried to open the door of the truck. But at some point, the driver of the Lancer did cross over in front of the truck, heading over to the driver's side, and that's when the driver of the truck gunned it, is how it was described, and ran him over. There was the allegation by the driver of the truck, obviously, of waving the gun and threatening to kill him. But the gun was definitely excluded as being involved. And as far as the impact, it was pretty grisly. The victim got caught underneath the front driver's tire.
Goodness.
And got drugged for probably about 40 feet, 50 feet, and then ended up going underneath the driver's side tires for the last 20 and get rolled underneath the truck. So in total, he was under the truck for about 75 feet.
After the truck hit this individual, did the truck drive off? Did they stay till police came? What happened?
No, he continued straight on quite quickly through the parking lot, running a stop sign, and then leaving the area.
We're talking right now to Lieutenant Alan Ackerson of the Centerville Police Department about a road rage incident that started at the entry of the Walmart parking lot in Centerville, ended up in the Target parking lot, and a 20-year-old was run over, according to police, by a driver of an F-150. A couple of questions here. I want to make sure that we're clear. Is the F-150 driver under arrest? And also, to make matters worse, and I don't know if we can do that, but we're going to hear by telling our listeners that there were children who witnessed that. And according to your press release, those children were the children of the F-150 driver who were in the truck at the time.
Correct. Yeah. He the driver of the F-150 said that the driver of the Lancer had threatened him and his daughters with a handgun.
So the kids witnessed that. How are they doing?
Yes. I'm not exactly sure. They were interviewed and they were able to corroborate a lot of the information. They didn't mention anything about a gun, but did tell us that their dad drove over someone.
Oh.
Did you say he was under arrest or not?
Yes, he was booked in the Davis County Jail for aggravated assault, leaving the scene of an accident, and then he'll probably be facing several other charges, including commission of a violent offense in front of a child, two counts of that, and potentially false statements.
Lieutenant Ackerson, thank you so much for filling in this story. I mean, and really correcting so much. When we learned about this, Debbie, we were trying to piece it all together, mm-hmm. and you try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but to gun a truck, to run over someone, to drag them for 75 feet, and then you see the horrific injuries that this individual, they got hit, sustained. Broken pelvis, road rash, getting caught under the tire and vehicle, and just horrific. Multiple broken ribs, according to his mother that sent us an
still
email.
Still in the hospital, will be for a while.
But there was a couple things that stood out to me that may have led to that reaction. There's the discussion of whether the Lancer driver had tried to open the door and get into the truck. If you feel threatened, if they try to enter into the truck, you can see where maybe you would panic and see red or whatever the reaction would be, but just a terrible situation and a catastrophic injury.
I'm all those details are just shocking, disturbing, concerning, how something can turn so violent so quickly. And it almost seems like just a matter of minutes, if not seconds.
Yes.
Straight ahead.
A parking lot length.
Who hasn't almost missed another car turning into a parking lot?
Right.
And that's like a daily thing at my Smith's parking lot.
Yes.
Down the street from me.
Because
it's such a narrow entry point there. My goodness. Dave, straight ahead. I want you to take the aggressive driving quiz. And if you do any one of these six moves on the road, you are on the verge of being a road rager.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.